In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to our service of home worship on this Sunday before Lent. It's lovely to have you with us, and I hope that you've all had a good week. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. And on this Transfiguration Sunday, we celebrate the occasion when Jesus on the mountain was revealed in all his glory to his disciples, strengthening them for their coming journey to Jerusalem. And so we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, opening our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness, from glory to glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait for us here until we come to you again. For Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 2. Happy are all who take refuge in him. Why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. Happy are all who take refuge in him. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. Happy are all who take refuge in him. I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make you, the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Happy are all who take refuge in him. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling kiss his feet, or he will be angry, and you will perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are all who take refuge in him. Happy are all who take refuge in him. Reading from the second letter of Peter. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honour and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, this is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is my Son, my chosen, listen to him. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, this is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As we approach the beginning of Lent, we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus. Jesus had retreated with Peter, James, and John to pray as he prepared to visit Jerusalem for the last time. On the mountain, the full glory of God in Jesus was revealed to his closest friends. They heard the voice of God telling them, "This is my Son, listen to him." Words that we have heard before at Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan. Here on the mountain, Jesus is revealed to his disciples as the one of whom Simeon spoke in the temple. Here on the mountain, in all his glory, is the light of all nations, the one sent by God to fill the world with the light of his love, the one to lead the world into the ways of peace. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw the glory of God, and they were strengthened to accompany Jesus on his final visit to Jerusalem and to witness all that would happen to him there. There will be times in each of our lives and in the life of the world when illness, bereavement, economic hardship, or loneliness, or some other challenge cast their dark shadow over us. At the present time, the dark shadow of war and natural disaster continue to hang over our own world, with the continuing war in Ukraine and conflict in the Middle East. Many have been forced to flee their homes in search of peace and safety. And although we may feel removed from the danger, we all feel the effects of our own country. At such times of uncertainty, anxiety, and fear, we, like the disciples, need to keep before us the vision of the transfigured Lord. We need to bathe ourselves in his glorious light, which shone through him on the mountain. This vision gave the disciples the strength they needed to accompany Jesus to Jerusalem. And this vision will give us the strength and reassurance that we need to face this present time of uncertainty and anxiety. For we live in the light of Jesus. He is the one whom Simeon announced as the light of all nations. Jesus is the one who enlightens each of our lives with his love. And so let us, at this time of heightened uncertainty, hold before us the vision of the transfigured Christ and allow his light to shine on the dark places of our lives. Let us open ourselves to him and recognize him as the Son of God, as we hear the voice of God saying to us, "This is my Son, listen to him." And when we listen to him, everything will be transfigured before us. We will see everything in a new light, as we hear the reassuring words of love and peace, which only he can give. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, Let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May your glory shine through your Church to the dark places of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence, war and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the glory of Jesus enlighten the nations and bring peace where there is division and conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, and our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the light of God's love shine through us into the lives of all that we meet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved. We pray for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession book. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, may your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. For he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettlegare, for our service of home worship this Sunday morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for our service of home worship next Sunday as we begin our journey through the season of Lent. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of God, gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.